Now, on to eBay. How many of you have actually shopped on eBay and gotten some terrific deals out there? Well, a lot of things are sold on eBay, including a lot of name brand items. And some of those name brand companies have taken eBay to court because they were upset feeling that a lot of fakes were being sold under their names. And in the United States, Tiffany Company just lost a lawsuit against eBay, where the judge said it is up to Tiffany to monitor itself and figure out whether or not the things online are actually real or not. But over in France, the makers of Louis Vuitton and Givenchy and Fendi and some other name brands, eBay actually lost the case there, with the French saying that they need to make sure they're not doing enough to make sure that their items are being protected. So on the phone joining us is Anthony Lociero, and Anthony is a partner with the law firm of Amster, Rothstein & Ebenstein in New York. He has extensive experience in all aspects of intellectual property law, including patent litigation, counseling, trademark, and brand protection and enforcement. And we welcome you, Tony Lociero. And let me pronounce your name correctly. Lociero, correct?
It's Lo Cicero, but that's
close enough. Lo Cicero. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And also joining me in the studio is Ray Navarro. He co-owns the Chesapeake Snappy Auction Store with his wife, and he's here to talk to us about shopping on eBay and also some tips on how to sell well. And then Avi Santo is instructor of communication and theater arts at Old Dominion University, and his work addresses the intersections of legal, economic, and cultural concerns when it comes to digital platforms, content, and technologies. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, hi. Tony, let me start with you. What do these lawsuits mean in terms of the average buyer on eBay?
Well, I think lawsuits mean that there's a division of responsibility. I think, at least in the United States, the brand owner, like Tiffany or any other luxury brand owner, is responsible for seeing what's being offered on eBay, for seeing if they think it's counterfeit, and for telling eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the burden shifts to eBay, and once eBay gets this particular and specific knowledge, then it has to take steps to take down or prevent the sale of the counterfeit merchandise.
Okay, and they actually have a system set up to do that, don't they?
That's correct. It's called the Vero, V-E-R-O system. And what the lawsuit was about was that Tiffany was saying that in the first instance, eBay, and arguably any other auction site or online retailer, has got to take steps to make sure that counterfeit stuff does not appear on its site.
Mm-hmm.
And the court said, no, that's not the way the burden is. You can't force eBay, just on some general theory that there may be counterfeit Tiffany or other products on its site, you can't force them to take the first step. The brand owner has to find the stuff, figure out if it's counterfeit, tell eBay, and then eBay will take it down. The law is different in France.
I was just going to ask you, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. The French court says no. The French court says it's Tiffany's initial responsibility to see what's being sold on the site, find out if it's counterfeit, and then take it down if it is. Obviously, the burden on eBay and any other site in France is much higher. Nobody, not Tiffany, not eBay, not anybody, supports the sale of counterfeit merchandise. The question is who has the burden. So mm-hmm. In the U.S., it's a little easier for eBay. And in France, it's a little harder.
So is eBay going to add any other safeguards, do anything any differently in light of the French court's ruling? And does the French court's ruling have any impact on people buying here in America?
Sure, indirectly. First of all, in answer to your first question, although I don't represent eBay, mm-hmm. I'm confident that they will look at this decision and realize that although they won in the U.S., they need to make sure that their program of taking down counterfeit sites when they get the word from the brand owner has got to be efficient, it's got to go quickly, it's got to be effective, and they have to really do it. Also, remember, eBay.com is available in Paris just like it is in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
just like it is in Germany, just like it is anywhere in the world. So eBay's got to bear in mind that site that they put up all over the world has to comply with the decision of the French court. So I think the result of that is that eBay is going to certainly be taking steps across this entire platform to to make sure that it does what it can to prevent counterfeit. In terms of the consumer, I mean, I'm sure no consumer wants to buy counterfeits, and so this, I think, will be more protection for the consumer, not less.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Tony Anthony Locicero. I'll get it right eventually.
You got it right.
We really appreciate you spending some time with us. Thank you so much.